degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means our Greenwich Real Estate Report, and I am joined on the line by Stacy Lowe, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President, along with 2020 GAR President John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning. Welcome. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Doing well. Good morning, Tony.
All
right.
Beautiful
morning.
Beautiful morning, and I think I mentioned before, you guys want to do this report once a week with the numbers you had this past month.
It's a lot of numbers to go through.
Yeah. Tell us about those July numbers, Stacy.
All right. So July was another really strong month. We had 85 single-family closings, which compared to July 2019, there were 72 single-family closings. The median sale price increased to 1.975. The previous year it was 1.9725. So very small increase, pretty much on trend. The average days on market actually decreased, so homes selling a lot faster to 164 days, previously 222. So that's, you know, we're seeing some of the newer inventory selling faster. So I think we mentioned last time that inventory is pretty low in Greenwich right now. If you are thinking about selling your home, there is plenty of demand. So now would be a good time to contact your realtor. The condo and co-op market, we're also seeing pretty steady trends there. So there were 17 condo and co-op closings in July 2020. There were 17 in July 2019. The median sale price increased slightly to $735,000. That's up from $600,000 in July 2019. And the average days on market was 195 as opposed to 128 in July 2019. So pretty steady market in the condo and co-op sector. And as far as pendings go, we've got 107 single-family homes currently pending as of close of business yesterday, and 14 condos currently pending. So still a lot of promise for closings coming up within the next month also. And John can get into that a little bit more, I'm sure.
Yeah, John, give us your take on the numbers.
Well, they were, again, a very, very strong month following the June numbers. As Stacy mentioned, 85 single-family closings for the month of July was the most closings in a July over the last 8 years, and the second highest monthly closing in the past 8 years, led by Greenwich with 42 closings. And on a percentage increase, Riverside and Old Greenwich had very, very strong months. There were 17 and 18 closings respectively, and Riverside was up 54%, and Old Greenwich was up 80%. And where that puts us for the year is 352 closings of single-family houses. And last year at this time, we had 298, so we are up 18%. Dollar volume for July was another strong year, over $200 million, $210 million of single-family transactions versus 190 last year. That's up 5.9%. And that brings the year-to-date dollar volume to $873 million, and that's up about 16.8%. Following up on Stacy's comments about it being a good time to sell and new inventory, there's a real direct correlation with the days on market. So in June, we're talking about clearing out old inventory with 330 days on market, and there were, on average, 164 days for the July numbers, which was clearly the lowest for the year, well below the average of 227 days for 2019. But there's a real direct correlation between the number of days on market and the tight discount margin. And on average, we see about a 7% discount from the last asking price to sales price, which was evident in July of 19 at 7.3%, very standard, typical. We've been experiencing that for years. But July 20 numbers, the typical discount margin was nearly half of that at only 3.5%. So sellers are really pricing correctly. There's a lot of strong demand and a lot of efficiency to the market. And as Stacy said, inventory does seem to be down, and that is helping. Overall, this year, we're down nearly about 10%. There's an active inventory about 790 properties, and usually this time of the year, we're about 850 properties. So the market has been doing incredibly well, and as Stacy referenced, with all the pending transactions, we expect this to continue certainly through the month of August and into the fall.
You know, you hear these stories, anecdotal stories, where somebody will say, well, I'm selling the house, and give me a bid in 15 minutes or else I'm moving on to the next person, almost obnoxious in their approach, where maybe a couple of years ago they were begging people to take the home. I mean, is this true, where you have these cases where people are just jumping right in there and saying, hey, buy the house?
Well, there's still some discipline. I mean, we're talking about really expensive real estate with a median price of nearly $2 million. So these are educated consumers, and there is the COVID factor with some anxiousness and anxiety, but that's not going to have people deviate from a real thoughtful approach to purchasing real estate. I think what we're seeing is we've seen a lot of sellers get more realistic in their pricing. We've cleared out a lot of older inventory that's been around for years, and as we look at our pass-through numbers and months of inventory, we've really come down to about 7.5 months, where, you know, we've been as high as 18 months, in the beginning of the year. So there's discipline out there, but there's a lot of demand, and people are definitely have to be focused to execute and discipline in terms of negotiations.
All right. So it sounds like things are going to be rocking and rolling, at least for the next couple of months. Would that be correct?
Yeah. So
I think so.
Actually,
go ahead, Stacey. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so for August so far, we've already, as of close of business yesterday, we've already seen 66 single family closings and 16 condos closed in August. So, there's kind of a natural delineator of the school year beginning that we see every year, and people are typically trying to close by that time. With the school year getting pushed back, and John will speak to this a little bit more, I'm sure, but with the school year getting pushed back, that timeline for closing is a little bit extended, and also the potential need to not physically be in the school may also give our market somewhat of an extension as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John, any closing thoughts on that?
Yes. I mean, I think clearly our spring market was delayed, but really only by 1 month. And as Stacy said, we typically have this delineation of the end of August to be settled by the school year. The September projections are going to be equally as strong, looking on the number of pendings, and I think what will be a contributing factor going forward will be whether people are going to be able to continue to be in school in person, or as we've seen some schools and universities already start and then go to virtual and remote learning, and that may have an effect on the continuation of the real estate market. And then we obviously have to follow a typical election cycle, because as we get into October, November, historically, regardless of economies, up, down, sideways, there's about a 15% decline in transactions as people tend to push the pause button right around the election cycle. So we will follow that and look forward to reporting next month's numbers, which we think will be strong, or weekly numbers, which I'm looking at the weekly numbers right now, and the week eight ending August 15th was twice as many contracts as it was the week ending August 8th. So there's a lot of data out here, and we'll look forward to keeping you apprised and informed.
All right. Well, even if you wanted to do it once a week, you probably couldn't. You're too busy, right? Everything going on.
We're not complaining.
No, absolutely not. All right. Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, and John McAtee, 2020 GAR President. Thanks to both of you this morning for checking in on our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. We'll talk in September. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Be well.
WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:31.